everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris, and I am one of your hosts for today. And I'm, of course, joined, as always, by my lovely bride, Tina. How are you doing today, Tina?
Doing good.
Doing good. Thank you guys so much for being here. Appreciate it. If you're one of our 7 returning listeners, we're so glad you're back. Hopefully you came back. And maybe you are a new listener. Thank you also for joining us. We appreciate you spending a couple minutes of your time with us. Tina, why don't we jump into our first segment here, and that's just what's new.
Yeah.
What's been happening in our world since the last time that we did the podcast? We're switching it up again because we always have done what's new first, and then we've been doing wow first, and now we're going to just switch it back up, flip the script again, and do what's new first again.
Well, you reminded me in the car, I told you that a lady from the church had given us a little treat today, and she had it in a bag and a container, and I didn't think anything of it till I showed you the container.
Yeah.
And you said, she's a listener. I was like, what do you mean? He said, it's in a to-go container. And I was like, you are so right. I guarantee you she does watch the reels sometimes on Facebook, too, so I guarantee you she did that.
Yeah, she 100% was like, you know what? I'm not going to let those jokers keep my plates.
But you know, we have one of her plates, and it's a square plate, and I don't have many square plates. I only have the one, and I like using it, and so...
So it's just
ours. I didn't say anything about the plate.
No. But yeah, if you missed that episode, we will steal your plate, and we will eat your cakes, so...
Yeah, so that's something that was new. So my sister and I have started a new home remedy.
You love a home remedy.
If I find a good reel on a home remedy, we will try that sucker.
You love a good home remedy. Like you love to mix stuff and finagle stuff and rub stuff.
Well, like Lily come home with a sunburn last night.
Yeah.
And I had some coconut oil, and I had some lavender oil, and so that's perfect for a sunburn.
Yeah, it is.
And she's almost completely good now. It's still a little red, but by the end of the day or tomorrow, she'll be back to normal.
How do we know that coconut oil and lavender oil is good for a sunburn? How do we know that?
I just study. Oh, I just do stuff.
Study home remedies. Okay. Here's my second question: is why and how do we have coconut oil and coconut oil and lavender oil?
Mm-hmm. You just need.
How
stuff
do we
like,
have that?
You just need stuff like that in your house.
Where does one find that kind of stuff?
Well, you can get your oils from different places.
Yeah.
And coconut oil is at the grocery store. You can cook with coconut oil.
Is it the same thing that I put in like my eggnog at Christmas time when I make eggnog?
No, that's coconut milk, I think.
Oh.
So anyway, so I did that for Lily, but the remedy we're trying right now is fermented garlic. And you buy garlic cloves.
Yeah.
You buy local honey, and you let the garlic cloves sit in the honey, and it's supposed to be very good for your insides.
Do we have local honey right now?
I do.
I want to eat some.
I got some of garlic that'll heal you from the inside out.
No. Listen. All right, Tina. So, I don't know if you want me to bring this up.
Well, let me, before you do.
Okay.
The longer the garlic sits in a dark place.
Per who?
Per the lady I watched on the reel.
Okay. All right.
Okay. She did a whole thing on it. I mean, the longer the garlic sits, the sweeter it'll be. It won't be as pungent. Now, granted, I've only been doing it a week, and so it is still a little pungent when I open it and when that I eat the garlic clove.
So you make up a concoction, and then you just let it sit. How much of this concoction do you make up to allow it to sit?
It can sit up to a year.
A year?
2 years, and the longer it sits, the better that it becomes.
We have enough honey and garlic?
Well, once it gets down, you add more garlic and honey, and you continue to let it do its thing. You can look it up. YouTube it. Google it. Okay, and garlic. It talks about the benefits.
How would somebody make it if they wanted? If somebody wanted to make this concoction,
guys,
I want you to explain what it's good for.
So you go to your local store.
Okay.
Buy some garlic cloves. You can buy them in a bag in the grocery department.
Is it one of those ones where you like you see the chefs like slamming
it? You can. Wouldn't be very good with that. You can buy garlic cloves already peeled in bags that you can get in the grocery department. Then look for local honey, not the cheap stuff that's not local. You want your local raw honey.
Okay.
Put your cloves in your mason jar. Just squirt the honey all over it. And then shake it, you know, up and down. And store it in your pantry. It's in a dark place, in a cabinet. And let it do its thing. Anytime you were to get a cough, a cold, or anybody in your house was sick, they say you can take a spoonful of honey, eat a garlic clove. There's several good benefits from garlic, and it should help you feel better. I'm taking it personally for lowering my cholesterol, and I'm just taking it just to see when I go back for my checkup how it's doing. Because I don't want to go on any more medicine.
I haven't ever heard that a spoonful of honey helps, but I have heard that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
But you can look up the benefits of it, and I think it's worth a try.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing to try.
So. What are some side effects? Because all medicines have side effects. What do you think?
This isn't medicine.
Oh, this isn't medicine. Mm-mm. What do you think this home remedy side effects are?
I haven't had any side effects except for the breath.
Au contraire, mon frère.
That's just because I've only been doing it a
week. Au contraire, mon frère. Listen. The other day, I don't know what day this was. Day one, day two.
It was probably the first couple of days I tried.
Okay.
So then you gave me a complex and I won't eat it till after you leave.
So listen. You're standing at the kitchen counter. Me and Emma are about to leave for school. I lean over, give you a kiss. That's normal. I smelled something. I was like, whoa. And I was like, oh, man. So I went back for a double take because I was like, I wanted to make sure it wasn't me. Like, had I not done something correctly? Did I miss a step in my getting ready process?
Yeah.
Because honestly, you don't smell. Uh-uh. You know, even like when you're outside. Well, I mean, like anybody that's outside has like an outside smell, but like you're not a smelly person. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, surely it's me. But just to double check, I lean back in. You were full of garlic.
Listen.
You smell like you came straight out of an Italian kitchen and you'd been making like Italian cuisines all day long.
Listen, I told you the first couple of days, maybe even a week or so, it will be a little pungent, but it's still going to be. So from now on, I will take it either at lunchtime. But they say to take it on an empty stomach to lower your cholesterol. That's when you need to take it. So I was taking it in the morning first thing.
Yeah, so you may not want to take this if you have to go and be around people. This, woo! Yeah. I won't say that it was like overwhelming.
I had just taken it. And then I thought, I'm going to have to wait till you leave so you don't give me a complex anymore.
I wasn't trying to give you a complex. It just caught me off guard because I was like, oh, man.
Listen, the lady I was watching that was making the fermented honey, she was talking to the guy she was teaching how to do it and said that to not go open up the back of her trunk of her car right now because it smelled like an Italian factory. All she needed to add was some pesto and some tomatoes and she could make her some spaghetti sauce with how much garlicky it smelled. But I'm going to try it. Anybody out there wants to try it, that's how you do it. If you've got any questions, you can YouTube it.
Y'all need to start a garlic club. You ought to do a garlic club, and anyone of the seven that want to join the garlic club.
They say the longer the garlic cloves sit in the honey, it becomes a sweeter. The pungent goes away.
Okay.
Seeps into the honey, and it's supposed to be good for you. So. Yeah.
Can't wait for the seeping.
So that's what's new with me.
Okay. Nothing else new?
Oh yeah, there's something else new.
What else?
You know, we talk about our grocery adventures every week.
Yeah.
So we've already started the Walmart delivery, but I still like to shop at Kroger.
Okay.
And so I said, Chris, we can try Boost.
Yeah, we talked about
this. For 30 days free. 30-day free trial. So I thought, well, let's give Boost a try.
Let's just try it.
So I got you to set it up because I didn't know how to do it. And we tried it on Saturday. We did same day. And it's a little different than the Walmart delivery. So Kroger goes through Instacart. I've never done Instacart before. And they choose a shopper for me. And it lets me know. My little text message says, so-and-so is your shopper. I did not realize this, and I don't know if this is for every Instacart place, like anybody that does Instacart. Y'all can let us know on podcast. Every time my shopper had to substitute an item in my cart, she'd send me a text. Then I had to reply with a Y, as in, yes, you can substitute that. Now, could you imagine if you had a lot of substitutions, how much interaction that is just to get your groceries delivered to the door?
It would seem like you and your grocery person would be good friends.
Then it lets me know, so-and-so just checked out with your groceries. They'll be here in 10 minutes. So that's another text message.
Yeah.
I'm not a real big talker, so I don't really care to have this conversation with someone I don't even know. So 5 minutes later, they're letting me know that so-and-so is delivering our groceries. And then it lets me know they delivered the groceries, and they take a picture just so I can see the groceries sitting on the front door. So I don't know if I like Boost. I like Kroger's groceries better than Walmart. I like Kroger's meats better than Walmart. But I just don't know how I feel about all the interaction I had to do just to get my groceries to the door.
Sure. I wanted to just mention this. I saved it for the podcast. The same thing happens with Walmart groceries. The exact same process that you just described?
No.
It all happens the same?
No.
Now, what happens if you don't reply why? Because if you don't reply why to Walmart, they just do it anyway.
I don't know. I was afraid if I didn't do why, they may not give me anything.
I think they just do it anyway.
Well, I didn't want to not have what I needed because I didn't say why. With a why, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't think, to me, it was two different experiences.
Okay.
To me. Anyway, that's what's new, guys.
All right. Well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about football really quick. Because we are in the middle of football season. We are week two of your college pick'ems. You're doing pretty good. You're doing better than I am in college pick'ems.
Mm-hmm.
You're ranked, what, 6, 5?
I have no idea.
4?
6. Maybe 6. When you talk about it, I'm doing 2 different leagues, so I don't quite know which league
you're
talking about.
Well, you've got college pick'em, which is you're just picking teams, but then today the NFL started, and now is when your fantasy football team, the Tina's Tacklers, will play. It really started Thursday, but they only had one game.
It's best just to say the team's game and the individual players' games.
Well, can you relate?
It's very difficult to distinguish the two.
Can you not relate between the fact that pick'ems is the team game and fantasy football is the individual?
I mean, that's hard for me to remember that.
Okay. All right. So anyway, a couple things about your pick'ems this week is, number one, you were the only team out of all, I think we have 10, 12 people that are playing. It's our staff. It's our church staff. You were the only team to pick
Miami
to win. Nobody else picked that except for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you were the only one. We all picked Alabama. Were you surprised by that loss?
Well, I thought you said Alabama was good.
Well, I mean, in theory,
so
they
I
are
chose
really
Alabama because you said they were good. Do you want to know why I chose Miami?
I do. I am interested because, look, nobody else, I'm showing you right now, nobody else except for Tina. Where are you at? Touchdown Tina, right here. You're the only one.
You're going to laugh at me.
Okay.
So when we used to watch Burn Notice, they'd have on their beginning, what do you call it?
What, the credits?
Introduction.
Oh, okay, yeah. They're from Miami.
They're from Miami. Okay. And they said Miami.
Burn Notice was a great
and
show.
And so I just thought of Burn Notice when I thought of Miami. So I said, I'm going to go against the grain, and I'm going to go with Miami.
We got to rewatch Burn Notice when we finish NCIS.
It's probably going to be too tough. Remember when we tried to go back watching something before and it just was old. But
now, the other thing that you did is you went against the grain. So you were the only one that picked Miami, but the other thing was you were the only one that went against the Utah Utes. And you chose the Baylor Bears. But that didn't. I thought you were going to win that one, too. It looked like it. But then they didn't come through.
A couple of my YouTubers went to Baylor. And so I thought I would cheer their team on. Okay. That's why I chose Baylor.
But overall, I mean, you're doing good. You're, let's see. Where's our group results? So overall, Tina, you are 12-8. I guess I'm 13-7. So I've only chosen one more better than you. But then at the top, we've got Jessica and Lauren. Now, Jessica knows a little bit about football. Lauren knows nothing about football.
I know. That's surprising.
So this, I mean, the fact that that's happening. And then Fireball's wife, Brittany, slaying out 14-4 with her picks. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's a legend with pick'ems, and we just don't know it. So there you go. So Benny, G, Big Time Bex, and B-Ball, B-Rod, all tied for third, and then I'm sixth, and then you're eighth. But we've got a couple ties there. So so you're in it. I mean, you're right there in the mix with your picks.
Well, go me then.
Yeah, go you.
Go me.
Now, the other thing is, fantasy football-wise, we started the NFL season. I've got a game for you, okay? we did this a little bit the other day, but I wanted to bring the heat a little bit higher, because you said you didn't know football teams. And so I'm going to call out a city, and I want you to tell me where, what team that is that's playing. Okay?
If I seem to stall, I probably don't know it. You're just going to have to tell me.
Okay. All right. I think you're going to do better than this than you think. We'll just start really, really easy. This is one we did the other day, Atlanta.
Falcons.
Okay, so that one's easy, right?
So we're doing pro teams?
Yeah, these are pro NFL teams. These are the teams
Did you just say that? Because I wasn't listening.
Okay. These are the teams that your fantasy football players play on, okay? All right, here's another one I think will be fairly easy. Carolina.
Panthers.
There you go. Very good. Very good. Okay, Chicago.
Bulls?
Okay, that is a team, but that's a basketball team.
Bears? Okay.
Chicago Bears. Very good. Okay. Very good. For the trifecta, do you know what the baseball team is? Chicago. Sammy Sosa used to play for them. They have blue and white pinstripe. They're in the Bear family. Cubs.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have got that.
Okay, all right. Okay, here we go. How about Detroit?
Lions.
Yeah. Good job. Good job. All right. Here's one. You're going to know this one. Green Bay.
Packers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I knew that you knew that one.
Oh, okay.
Kansas City.
Chiefs.
Yeah.
Only because there's a couple Kansas City Chiefs on my team.
Okay.
I don't know who they are, but they're on my team.
They played Thursday against Detroit. Well, they were the first two teams to play this season. Okay, how about Minnesota Vikings?
The Vikings?
Oh, man, I gave you the name. Yeah, that's my bad. I totally messed that up.
Yeah.
All right. Now,
you can keep doing that.
New York.
Yeah.
This is kind of tricky.
Yeah.
You actually have two options here, and both of them would be right. Any ideas? Mm-hmm. New York. So the New York Jets.
Oh.
And then the New York Giants.
Oh, there's two of them?
Yeah. New York Jets and New York Giants. Now,
I know baseball. I don't know football.
All right, here's a tricky one. This one's going to be tough, okay? Las Vegas. Now, it's tricky. What if I said Oakland? Would that mean anything to you? Oakland?
Raiders.
There you go. Mm-hmm. They moved from Oakland to Las Vegas. So now they're the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh.
Okay. Now, even trickier to add on top of that, Los Angeles.
Where are the Rams from?
The Rams are in St. Louis.
Oh, St. Louis Rams?
Actually, that's not true either. Okay. You're right. this is the other tricky one. I'm so sorry. You're right. St. Louis Rams moved to Los Angeles, and they are the Los Angeles Rams.
Well, who's right?
You were right. I was wrong, but there's also another Los Angeles. There's another Los Angeles. It's the Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, no.
They used to be San Diego, but then they moved down to Los Angeles.
Too confusing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Last one. This is a tough one. I'll give you a hint. They've recently had to change their name. Okay? Washington. Anybody? Anything? All right. So they used to be the Washington Redskins.
Okay.
And then there was an uproar about, like, Native Americans. And so they did away with the Redskins, and for several years, they were the Washington football team.
That's what they were called?
Yeah, for a couple of years. And then they, last year, they came out with their new name before last season, and now they're the Washington Commanders.
I never would have got that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you did pretty good there, Tina. It wasn't an easy path forward for you, but you did fairly well.
I'm not don't know a whole lot about football. So.
Yeah, but you're doing good, and you're living your fantasy football life right now.
Yeah. Nothing exciting.
We don't know.
It's nothing exciting.
You might win your first game. We'll see. We'll see what happens. All right.
I just joined because people asked me to.
Okay. All right. Speaking of living your life, do you have a wow for us?
It's a long wow.
A long wow.
I decided instead of one verse, I was going to give a couple.
Man, Tina's about it. She's like, you know what? Since this wow thing is such a hit, I'm just going to make it as long as I can.
Well, I'm hoping that it's ministering to somebody out there.
Yeah, I think it is.
And it might be the only scripture somebody hears throughout the day. So might as well get it in first thing in the morning on a Monday morning. 5 a.m. 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, you ready for it?
I'm ready.
So I'll read it, then you can explain it all, because it's five verses.
Okay.
Psalms 139, 1 through 5.
Okay.
It says, O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts, even when I am far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I am going to say before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. And that just to think that he's always with me. He knows everything about me. He knows what I'm thinking, when I'm sleeping, when I'm traveling. He's got his, you know, he's going with me. I like that he goes before me, but then he's following me as well.
Yeah.
So he may be going before me to protect me. Then he's behind me as well to protect me from then too. So he's going with me everywhere I go. That's what I liked about that verse.
Okay.
So, I hope that ministered to somebody.
No, I think it's good. I think, you know, a couple things about this scripture. When you told me that you were going to do this scripture, a couple things that just kind of stood out to me were, number one, the idea that God knows us. And for some people, that's can be scary, but for other people, that's comforting. But either way, I think what it should tell us is that he loves us. And then it goes on and talks about he knows our coming and our going. He knows us when we're, you know, when we're awake and when we're laying down. He knows all about us. And so what that's kind of talking about is there is nothing hidden from God about our lives. Mm-hmm. And so I think about me specifically. There's nothing hidden about me from God. And so there are things about me that I'm very proud of that I would be like, you know, great. But then there are things about me that I would be like, man, I really wouldn't want the Lord to know about that. But he knows it already, and it does not change his opinion about me. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of people live this life where they feel like God is against them. Maybe he feels like they're against them because they're doing something that they know he wouldn't want them to do, or that somebody has told them is wrong. We talked about the church the other day and, you know, a couple weeks ago about how the church can be you know, it can be a difficult place to navigate through. And so people take on this mindset that God is against us. God isn't against us. He sees us and he knows where we are. He loves us all the same, but it doesn't change the fact that he has a set of values that he wants for our life. He wants for us to live in alignment. He wants us to live in a right relationship with him. But even if we don't, it doesn't change the fact that he loves us and he cares about us, that he wants something, but he wants something better for us. And so I think that's the first thing that I see in this, is that we just need to know that him knowing us is a really great thing, but it should also be a really comforting thing, because even in our darkest places, even in our most ashamed places, even in our places that we're most embarrassed about, that we would never ever want anyone to know existed, God loves us. He cares for us all the same. Our sin or our separation from him doesn't scare him at all. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. Mm-hmm. But then the second part of that is, you know, it talks about knowing, you know, knowing him. And what the way that you phrased it, what's the last part where it talks about the blessing?
You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head.
Yeah. So, you know, and you mentioned this, he goes before us.
I think it's the NLT version.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He goes before us.
Well, you know, I think of when it says, you see me travel. I always worry about Lily when she travels.
Okay.
I just do.
So you're thinking of it like in a literal sense. I get that.
He sees Lily when she travels. He goes before her.
Yeah.
Then he follows her. So I have to trust that he's got his hand on her when she goes, when I can't protect her always. I can't always protect the girls. So he is... It's comforting to know he's with me.
It's good.
But it's comforting to know that he is with them when I can't be there.
No, I think that's a great thought. And
I think that gives me peace. Because otherwise, I don't think I'd have peace about it. Yeah. Not, you know, if I worried about it all the time. So, but this is a peace devotion I'm doing and a be still devotion I'm doing. So maybe that's why. Yeah. That I'm feeling that. But.
Tell me this, Tina, because you always are, and you talked about this, how you're always doing devotions. Maybe there's somebody out there and they're like, how do I find a devotion?
I have to search. There's different categories.
But where do you search?
On the Bible app.
Okay.
It just has new devotions you can look at. Anxiety devotions, peace devotions, and I just kind of go through what I'm looking for the week.
Yeah,
or
so
month or...
So the app that Christy's talking about, if you search it in your app store, whether it's an Android, iPhone, do they still have Windows phones? I don't know. Anyway, whatever the app store is, if you just type in the Bible, it's called YouVersion, YOU mm-hmm. version. But it's just a little brown Bible with yellow letters that say Holy Bible. Mm-hmm. And it's a really great resource. And here's the thing I like about this as a resource is it has devotions like what you said.
I like the devotion. But then also have my Bible out to highlight in. And I've been doing a notebook. So it's almost like a whole little study session that you kind of give yourself.
Yeah.
To spend time with him.
Well, that's what I was saying, is sometimes people don't know, like maybe someone is struggling with needing peace.
There's marriage.
Or maybe they're wanting help in marriage. Or maybe they're having anxiety. Or maybe they're filled with worry. Or maybe they're trying to make a decision and they can't figure out which way to go. What's really cool about this app is you can go into, is it called Devotions? I mean, what's the section called?
Let's look it up while you talk.
Well, the section is
Plans.
Okay, so you can go to a plan in this Bible app and you
find
can
find plans.
And you can actually just, you know, you just search out a phrase. It's down at the bottom. I'm on the iPhone. You just tap the plans and then you can hit the little search bar mm-hmm. and just say we wanted to find something about anxiety. Mm-hmm. Okay? So anxiety. If I knew how to spell anxiety. Anxiety, okay? Well, now I just pulled up a bunch of bunch of different devotions. Some of them are 7 days, some are 5 days, some are 6 days, 3 days, 5 days, 5 days, 8 days. But it's just a bunch of different plans, and you can choose one and just begin to walk through that plan. You can set a reminder on your phone. It'll remind you, hey, don't forget to do your devotion today. It's just a really great resource. And
well, I think if you do it the same day, if you try to make a habit to do it the same day, same time every day, then
yeah,
it's just a good habit to form.
I just think that there may be people that don't know about, you know, like I know about it, but you know about something, you know, but if you don't know, it's a really great resource. It's a really great resource.
I mean, and it's got hundreds to thousands. It's so many different ones to go.
But here's why I brought that up is you said that has really been helping you. Mm-hmm. And I like that we do the wows. That's matter of fact, that's one of the reasons we started doing the wow is you said, I feel like, for some people, this is the only place that they hear scripture. And so you were like, I want to make sure that we do this in our podcast. And that's great. And I want us to keep doing that. But also the other part of that is people can get that encouragement more than once a week from the same place that you're getting it, mm-hmm. which is ultimately from the Bible. But sometimes it just gets packaged because reading the Bible can be really overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Because people will read it and they're like, man, I don't really know what this is saying. That's why I love a plan. I mean, I've been a Christian for a long, long time. I've been in church my whole life. I'm a pastor. I've been a pastor for over 20 years. I still love a Bible plan to help me sometimes just know where to read in Scripture, what to read, how to read it, how to process the information. It is very helpful. And so it's just a really good resource. And I didn't mean for us to get into it, but you said what you said.
Okay.
And I just thought, man, that may be good information for people out there.
Okay. Good.
So, good wow today, Tina. And good resource information. All right, you want to wrap up with some weird news?
Okay.
So we will transition from that into some weird news for today. All right, so got a couple of things here that I wanted to mention. The first one being this. So weird news, if you're new to the podcast, we don't read articles. We just read headlines and then react to them. Okay. So it says this, that the Coast Guard arrests a man trying to run a giant hamster wheel across the Atlantic Ocean. And he's got a picture of it. He's got this like really huge hamster wheel. I guess he was trying to paddle across the Atlantic Ocean in it.
Some people try to do that, cross the ocean.
I got a couple questions about this though. All right, so I get the desire. I get somebody's desire to do something cool, you know, maybe do something that nobody else has done, maybe do something, you know, that would, you know, Guinness Book of World Records. I get that. But can I ask some just practical questions? Like, where are you using the bathroom at? If you're in a big hamster wheel,
you know where they're going to the bathroom at.
I mean, if it's a gentleman, which it is, it says a man trying to run a giant hamster wheel, but like,
you know, in the ocean, people pee in the ocean all the time.
All right. Where's his food at?
I'll imagine it's in a little compartment.
Is it just like, is he just spinning the food with him?
I don't know. Could be. We don't know. We're just reading what we're reading.
Okay.
All right.
Here's another question. Is he sleeping in this thing?
Yeah. I mean, you got to sleep if you're traveling the ocean.
I mean, it feels like there's a lot of unanswered questions about this.
He could have him a little hammock in there that he hooks up at night.
Maybe.
Floats.
But like, I mean, I'm looking at this picture. It doesn't seem that big. It doesn't seem like you could lay down in that.
Yeah, I think he could. I think it's probably bigger than you think.
Okay. All right. So that was weird article number one. Okay. Weird article number two. Imagine this, okay, before I read the headline. You're walking along. Again, I don't know the details of this, but I'm making this story up based on the headline I'm about to read you, okay? You're walking along, say, a busy New York street, okay? And there's a bunch of stores. You're window shopping. Looking through, looking through, and then you happen across and see inside of a building what appears to be a bunch of people that have been killed, kind of like something out of NCIS. And they're in this building, and they're all just laying on the ground, and it appears that they've been killed or hurt or something's happened. Well, that's not what happened, because here's the article. Police rushed to a report of a ritual mass killing, but it was just a yoga class.
That's funny.
So, again, I don't know all the details of this, but somebody, I'm imagining someone sees this. They see all these people laid on the ground. They thought they've been hurt, killed, whatever, and they're just doing yoga.
That's some pretty intense yoga. If you think you're dead.
Are they not moving? How long did the person stand there and watch them while they're just laying there?
I don't know. That's silly. I don't know a whole lot about yoga, except for what I see on TV.
Listen, if you got to just lay around in yoga, I'm signing up today. If that's what it takes to do yoga is just laying around, I'm in.
Okay.
I thought you had to like move and bend.
I think you stretch.
Yeah, no, I'm out on that. I'll just show up for the laying around part, and then when they do the other stuff, I'll leave.
Okay.
I'm in on the laying down. I'm going to look up laying down yoga, and then we'll see from there what we need to do. Okay. All right, last one.
Okay.
It seems as if it's illegal to travel. You can't just ride down the road with anything or anyone as a passenger in your car, at least not in Nebraska. Okay. Now, shout out to Coach Dion. They beat Nebraska 2-0, Colorado Buffaloes. But I don't know if this was before or after this incident, but evidently the Nebraska police had to issue a citation to a driver with a bull riding shotgun. Someone had a bull riding shotgun in their vehicle, and they had to issue a citation. Now, the subheading here says the driver was only given a warning and not a moving violation.
I wonder why.
Moving.
Why would he have the bull in the car?
He had to get it from A to B. He was like, you know what? Let me just put him in the car. I don't know if this is a real picture, but this has got like a bull
horn,
like hanging off. Surely that's not the actual vehicle. But anyway,
strange.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're wild out there. So we hadn't done weird news in a week. I thought we needed to catch back up on it.
Well, they were okay.
They were okay.
We've had some weirder ones before, but yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, Tina,
you didn't have anything what's new this week?
No, I don't. I don't have anything new. Do you think I have something new?
No, I don't.
Oh, you were looking at me like...
I was just thinking you asked me what's new with me, and I'm always home. So I was wondering if you had something new with you.
I don't have anything new.
Okay.
Nothing new today. So...
Well, that's it, guys.
Well, that's it. Yeah. Thank y'all so much for hanging out. Just end it right here. All right. Bye. See y'all.
Well, you got to do your whole spiel, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank y'all so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. Hey, we'd love to connect with you. You can do that by a couple different ways, whatever platform that you're listening on, be it Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We'd love for you to hit the follow button, leave a review, a comment. Let us know what you think. Also, if you're on Spotify, you can watch us and see our pretty faces today. You can also connect through the Lots About Something podcast page on Instagram and the unfinished Lots About Something podcast page on YouTube.
We shouldn't mention the YouTube page.
Okay, just unfinished. Forget that I said that it's not finished. Like,
can we go and watch stuff on that right now?
You can. It's just old episodes. It's not current. We're about 20 episodes behind. I don't I call it unfinished. It probably has about 20 episodes on it.
People can go watch the 20 episodes?
Yeah, yeah. There's probably got about 20 episodes on it, but we're about 20 episodes. I was trying to get all of our old episodes on there.
So how many live episodes do we have video-wise?
We've got a bunch.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy to think about.
We've got more video episodes than we don't have video episodes.
What are we going to do for our 100th episode?
I don't know.
Because that's coming up.
We're going to have our guest. We're going to have guests. We're going to have to.
What are we on now?
This is like 74, 73, something like that.
You know, it's going to be here before we know it.
Yeah, it will be. About 25 weeks, 26 weeks.
And we're going to have to do something big for our 100th episode.
Yeah. We're going to have to go big.
We'll get the big 100.
Listen.
Balloons.
We're going to have a party. We'll bring all of our friends in. They can all sit in this room with us.
Our seven
friends.
What if they live far away?
And they can all come. It don't matter. They got to just travel. It's a big event. It's a big party.
Well, if they can't come, we'll have to somehow shoot them live for a second.
Why
do
I want to shoot them?
Like put them up live somewhere. Yeah,
we could do like a Discord call or something.
I don't know where that came from, but.
What? Discord?
Just talking about the 100th episode. We got a little bit.
Yeah, we got a little bit.
I got excited for a minute.
Yeah. You were ready to make it happen right now.
You can tell.
Yeah.
When I get excited, I get excited. Okay.
Also, when you're unexcited,
you can tell
that as well.
We don't even show that. We cancel it and just boot it out the door. Yeah, we don't even show that episode.
Those are the unaired episodes when they're unexcited.
Boring Tina.
Boring Tina. Oh, man. All right. I don't even know where we are, but
we're ending it.
Okay.
We're shutting this thing down.
Well, guys, thank you. If you made it this far, we appreciate it. Hope you have a wonderful week. And, man, we'd love for you to tell somebody about the podcast. Let them know that we are, you know, where you spend your time hanging out, and help us grow to, like, I don't know, 9. Could we have 9 listeners, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll never know. All right. Love you guys. Hope you have a great week. Until next time.
See ya.
Bye, guys.